It's a pleasure. Good to be with you, Danny.
First off, got to look ahead to Warrington against Wigan. A really tasty clash to set up for round four of Super League.
Well, if you'd said at the start of the season, Danny, that these two teams would be coming into this game with Warrington at the bottom of the league with no points from three games, I don't think many people would have believed you, particularly when we saw Warrington beat Brisbane Broncos so convincingly in the World Cup Series. So, you know, what an incredible performance that was, but how amazing that they've actually lost three games, you know, three league games, you know, apart from that one. And, you know, they've deserved to lose them as well. You know, it's not as though they've been fluke results. You know, they lost at Salford last weekend on Saturday. They lost, of course, to Castleford at home, and, of course, Cass have been blitzing everybody, and they lost to Catalan Dragons in the first game of the season. So Warrington, you've got to say that, Warrington really need to win this game, because, you know, if to lose three in a row is pretty bad, but if they lost four in a row, it would be a really terrible start to the season for them. And in particular, if they lose to Wigan tonight, it's going to be awful, because Wigan are going to be coming with an injury-hit side. You know, lots of players were injured for Wigan, unfortunately, at the weekend. And, you know, when they beat Lee at the DW Stadium, and you've got to say that, you know, Wigan are going to have a really badly weakened side. No Tierney on the wing, no Joe Burgess. You know, it's Ryan Sutton's out as well in the pack. So this really ought to be a Warrington win, didn't it, I think?
Yeah, certainly looks that way, and a very interesting tie indeed. Elsewhere, a very tasty one for the Leeds Rhinos as well. They'll be hoping to bounce back, or at least bring back some dignity after that massive loss to Castleford. Catalans travelling away from home, as we've seen in previous years, not the greatest out on the road. But what do you think we can expect from that one, Martin?
Well, Catalans have already won at Hull this season, which is a step up from what they used to do last year, by and large. And, you know, I think everything here depends on how Leeds react to that terrible defeat at Castleford last week. I mean, you know, I think everybody's been asking the question, was that a one-off game? Was it a one-off result? Or was it symptomatic of the fact that Leeds, you know, have really got weaknesses this year that they're not managing to cope with? And We've seen Gary Harrington, the chief executive, saying that he's going to give it a month, and then if the results don't start dramatically improving, he's going to take action. Most people interpret that to mean that the coach, Brian McDermott, might be under some sort of pressure, could even, you know, if results don't get better, could even be on his bike at the end of March. I doubt that very much, you know, because I think Gary Harrington is a very loyal chief exec. And I actually think Brian McDermott's a very good coach, but I just don't think that the Rhinos have recruited particularly well this year, and I don't think they're well equipped to deal with an injury challenge as they've found themselves in the middle of, Danny, I'm afraid. So, you know, I don't think this is going to be an easy game for Leeds. I don't, you know, a lot of people would say, well, they'll bounce back. That, you know, the Catalans don't travel well, as you've said already. But they've got Greg Bird this year, who's guiding them around the field. I think he is one of the outstanding signings of the Super League season. I think he's a tremendous player, a real smart guy who knows how to get the best out of his fellow players at the Catalans. I mean, the Catalans had a massive clear out during the close season and got rid of some of the people who they thought were probably not contributing to their culture very effectively, and I think they've gone for a much more family-based group of players, and it's working for them so far. I mean, I know they had a bit of a hiccup weekend when they could only draw with Widnes in absolutely appalling conditions in Perpignan, but I think they'll give Leeds a game this week, this Friday night, and I think I would go so far as to tip a Catalan victory. So, I'll make myself very unpopular with lead times, I'm afraid.
certainly interesting times over at Headingley as well. And elsewhere, also got to look at Lee against Huddersfield. And I'm not too sure about Gaskell yet. I'm not too sure if he might be involved in that setup against Lee. But, especially with Huddersfield and the loss they suffered to Hull FC last week. What do you think we can expect from this one now, Martin?
Well, Huddersfield had a ridiculously young back line against Hull. Very, very young, very inexperienced. And, unfortunately, Hull were probably the wrong team to play against when you're fielding a team as inexperienced as that. They shot into an enormous lead at half-time. It was 24-0. And there was just no way back for Huddersfield when they got that far behind. Lee, of course, got their first win of the season a couple of weeks ago against St Helens, and that was a great night of celebration at the Lee Sports Village. I think they're going to be back there, of course, on Friday night, and I think they'll be full of confidence against Huddersfield, because let's not forget as well that last year in the qualifiers, in the so-called middle eights, they actually beat Huddersfield when Lee was still in the championship, and they're a much stronger side now than they were then. So I think this could be this could be Lee's second win of the season, and I think it will push Huddersfield just a little farther down. I mean, Huddersfield are sixth in the table as we speak, but I think they could go, they could be dropping until they can get over this injury crisis, and perhaps sign one or two players as well to strengthen themselves, particularly in the backs. I think Huddersfield are going to struggle. So I think my tip is for Lee to win that game by about 10 points.
Interesting as well, because probably the wrong time of the season to have an injury crisis over at the Giants. Elsewhere, I'm going to have a look at Wakefield taking on Salford this weekend as well. I was expecting big things from Wakefield this season. Obviously, the first couple of games wasn't quite there, but then that massive win against St Helens, it really shows that they can be quite a threat, Martin.
Well, a confidence booster, if ever there was one. And I think the reason why Wakefield beat Saints is because they've got a really good half-back combination, Jacob Miller and Sam Williams. And, their half-backs were probably better than the Saints' half-backs on the night. I mean, they had a better kicker as well compared to Saints. I mean, Sam Williams kicked 4 out of 4. Mark Percival kicked none out of 3 for St Helens. So when the margin was only 4 points at the end, you can see where those 4 points came from. I think Salford are a very good side this year as well. Salford have got some really... I think they've got a different attitude this year. And the interesting thing will be to see whether Todd Carney makes his debut for Salford. It's not really obvious where he's going to play if he is going to, because Robert Louis and Michael Dobson have had a really good half-back combination together so far. But interestingly enough, Todd Carney and Michael Dobson both played together for Canberra Raiders as juniors back many years ago. They're both almost exactly the same age. And I think Carney is going to bring a lot to Salford. Wakefield need to start winning home games. That's one thing that's absolutely sure about them. It's great winning at St Helens. It was great for the fans, but they need to win in front of their own supporters at Bellevue, or now called the Beaumont Legal Stadium. And I think this game is really hard to call. You know, I really do think that that Wakefield are in with a great chance. I think they've put together a good squad this year. They've scored one or two really good tries. I mean, that try by Mason Case and Brown at St Helens, going in at the corner, was a really spectacular, brilliant effort. A lot depends on whether Danny Kerman is fit to play, because, of course, he picked up one or two knocks at St Helens. I've not seen the Wakefield squad yet for this Sunday's game. If Kerman's in the side, I think Wakefield are the favourites. If he isn't, I think favouritism just edges over to Salford. But I think this game would be a game really worth seeing. And if anybody is listening who's got any doubts about what they're doing on Sunday afternoon, I'd certainly suggest that they get down to Wakefield to see a game that I think will be a really attractive game between two attractive sides.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Looks like that should be a really cracking affair. Elsewhere, just lastly, I want to pick up on Castleford as well, because brilliant rugby league on show against Leeds. It'd be clicking in all areas. As Brian McDermott said, white hot attacking rugby league there as well. They're ticking on Widnes, so any other week you'd probably think that Castleford would win this one, but managing to upset the odds last week. Could we be in for any sort of surprises here, Martin?
I don't think so. I mean, Castleford have been so good so far this year that it's very difficult to imagine them, you know, falling from the standards that they've set. And, you know, Luke Gale has been absolutely magnificent. They've replaced Dennis Olomona with Greg Minikin and Greg Eden. So, you know, everything is is such a well-oiled machine at Castleford that it's hard to see them failing. But the one thing that we do know about them is that occasionally things can just implode at Castleford. If you think back to last season, when Hulkingston Rovers went to the jungle, Castleford ended up conceding more than 50 points. I think it was 54 points that OKR scored on that day. And there seemed to be no logical explanation of why things had suddenly fallen apart for them. So you've always got to add that as a note of caution. And the second note of caution is that a lot of teams don't like playing on the Widnes Vikings eye pitch. It's an artificial pitch, of course. And a lot of players have never quite come to terms with that and really sort of, you know, treat it with enormous caution and so on. And that's obviously bound to have an advantage for Widnes. So you would think that I think this is a trickier away fixture for Castleford than many people would probably anticipate. And while I think they will win, I don't see them winning by, you know, a giant number of points that we've seen from them in the past. I think they might win by probably about 12 points or something like that is probably my prediction.
Going to be very interesting, that one, and a great weekend of Super League ahead as well. Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the daytime.
Great, Danny. It's a pleasure, and speak to you again soon.